What's happening, guys?
Yeah.
It's just another morning.
Glad to be back, dude.
Jacob, where you been? What happened?
Had neck surgery.
Man.
Yeah. And the neck doesn't hurt anymore. It's just a shoulder, like I was telling y'all.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
You can become RoboCop soon. Just
I think so.
Just
I got
put
the
metal
eye.
Everywhere. Yeah.
You know, I got that bionic eye too, man.
I didn't know that.
I do got an implant that glares.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. My left eye. You'll catch
hold
it
on.
At some
hold
point.
Hold on. Let's wait a minute. You've got to tell us about that.
It's an implant. It's like a. It's not a transplant. A lot of people always think I've got like somebody else's eye, but.
Or it's like a pig's eye or something?
Yeah.
Or do they
They're
do
trying
that
now,
yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah.
No, it's just like a fake lens in the back.
Yeah.
That's what they do. So, yeah.
I heard that people that get that and that they quit eating bacon.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I did. I quit.
They get the pig implants?
Yeah. Are they doing eyeballs? They're not doing eyes.
Are they?
Surely, right? But they was trying kidneys, bladder.
Oh, they're
trying some of
they're
that
growing stuff?
Stuff
now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're growing like new organs based off of pig DNA.
Weird. Why pig? Is it just it's
pig,
close?
Yeah, it's close to the human body.
Oh man. I want a pig something.
I don't know that I would be able to keep going on knowing something was in me that was a pig.
What if you could get a tail? Would you get one?
Well, what do you think about the genetically grown meat?
Genetically grown meat.
You know, I've seen some of it, so like now it's organic meat because it's natural and
it's so not natural.
Well, I know that, but yeah, they got to put that out there because
be
of
natural.
All the. Yeah, I mean they crossbreed or they. I don't know. I'm just.
Would you eat that, Brian?
Oh, absolutely not.
You're out on it.
No, I'm completely out on it.
Jacob?
Chitlins.
You don't eat chitlins.
I ain't going to eat them either.
Do you eat chitlins?
No way.
Man, they will stink up a kitchen fast.
Have you ate them?
I mean, who said this is going to be good? I mean, who said, let's take these intestines, clean them out?
Well, what's worse, chitlins or collard greens?
They
both stink
greens.
Up a kitchen.
Yeah.
I like collard greens.
I'll eat some collard greens.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay, we're here with Brian Bostic, former Alabama kicker. What's going on, dude?
Hey, I'm just having a good time, hoping to understand what's going on in Coleman today.
Yeah, hey, we're trying to figure that out, too. You've done a lot of stuff since your football days. You've been around a little bit. Where all have you been?
So I've spent 15 years in Montgomery, 7 years in Madison, and had a good time doing both.
You do a lot of engineering and stuff, don't you?
I do. So pretty much just all over the country, have been doing everything from defense contracting to the electric vehicle market.
Man, when you were telling me some of the stuff you're doing, I was like, what are you, Jason Bourne, man? You've done some cool stuff. Like, are you a spy? I mean, you've done some Brian's worked on a lot of cool projects, so I don't know how much of it he can say or not say, but it's been pretty cool. But I'm curious a little bit. Can you, back in the day, I heard AJ McCarron recently on a podcast talk about some stuff that happened in the locker room with the kickers. Did you ever have any issues with that? Anything in the locker room?
No, we never had anything. We always had a really good relationship because they knew if they mess with me, there were going to be a few other big guys that would come mess with them. And so I always had Wesley Britt and the crew there that I was very good friends with. And if they would have done something like that, the quarterbacks would have had to pay.
There would have been some issues, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Cool. It's always good to have the big guys on your side.
The big guys.
Yeah. Yes, I wouldn't want to be picking on the kicker. Yeah. I don't want to get kicked. You know?
Well, did you hear what he said? They were like taking dumps in the kicker's shoes.
Oh, uh-uh. No.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Like,
he also said they had some issues with people stealing jerseys and helmets and that kind of thing.
That always happens. And
really?
I don't know
even
where they came
there?
From. I think the equipment managers, so those guys don't get paid anything. So the equipment managers that are volunteers, they're like students. They might just grab a jersey and like rip it away or a helmet and throw it up on eBay and be like, hey, this is a game worn, and then, you know, I mean, that's part of their income, and I think that that goes into the whole piece of college football that everybody wants a piece of it.
Do you think can I go on eBay right now and find like a Brian Bostic jersey? Is it out there?
You know, I think those have probably all gone by the wayside, but
his dad bought them
off. There's probably like some little kids in Africa right now that are wearing those.
They circulate, huh? Yes. That'd be fun to see, you know?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Did you have a favorite memory playing football?
Playing football. So my favorite memory, and since Jared is here, we were in middle school. I was playing.
You're going way back.
Yes, I'm going way back.
Coleman Middle School.
Yeah, just because Jared's here, I want to bring this one up.
Walker?
It could have been. Yes, I think it is. So when we played them, I was playing left end because, you know, I look like a left end. And they were running a sweep. I went and got I basically picked off the pitch, ran it back for a touchdown. And this guy had a block in the back or a hole.
Oh, Cold you're Springs. Kidding me.
Cold Springs?
It was Cold Springs.
It got called back because of Jared?
Called back because of Jared.
Wow.
Well, the guy was standing there, and I hit him in the back. I did. And I think I turned around and scored the touchdown.
I think you did. The next
we
play.
The ball, yeah, like I think the next play, we ran the ball and I scored a touchdown.
So you made up for it, though, I guess.
No, he did not
but
make
I took
up for it
from him, though. The same thing happened my first high school touchdown. I took it from Andy Williams. But I wasn't out there. I think it was either Matt Hopper or Jay Hossenbein. One of them blocked somebody in the back, and he had run it in for a touchdown. They brought it back, and then I ran it in for a touchdown. That was my first high school touchdown.
Do you see what Jared just did here, too? We were talking about your good memory, and he just brings it up.
Yeah, he just stole
and
this.
He just went to his touchdown.
It's all about Jared on this.
It's mine.
I know how this is going.
I still hold a grudge against this guy. He took the most athletic in the in our class our senior year.
He did. I voted for him.
Yeah, you suck.
I didn't even know that was a vote. I'm not even sure if I voted. I think I skipped that day.
You weren't in school. I was there, and I voted, and I
Jared
still lost.
Was there. Yeah. How come you didn't get it, Jared? What happened?
I don't know.
You're
politics.
You're athletic. Jacob, did you play any sports?
It was politics.
Yeah, I played football.
Did you? What'd you play?
I played...
Waterboy.
No. Hey, Holly Pond, if you played, you played. If you showed up, you played. Because there wouldn't be like... I think there's 21 of us. We didn't have enough to scrimmage each other.
Wow. Yeah. 21? So are you counting the cheerleaders?
I'm serious, man. We had to move up. They move up like JV linemen.
To scrimmage.
To help us, yeah. Just even on Friday nights, they'd dress them out.
How serious. Big was Holly Pond total?
We were under 1,000 students, through 12.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of who was your rival? Fairview?
Yes.
Yeah. Big rivalry?
But now they don't even play. You know, because they
changed divisions.
Coleman doesn't play West Point anymore.
They're both good though. Holly Pond actually did well.
Yeah,
this
they
year
did
too.
Do good this year, didn't they?
Yeah, they played well.
So that does bring up why do we not play West Point? Because that really is one of my favorite football memories. The first offensive play of I think it was our senior year. Was a 90-yard or 80-yard touchdown.
Really?
That got thrown to me.
Really?
See, it's all bring about
it,
Brian.
It was all about you.
Guest,
I've got to bring
Jared.
It back to me.
So you were the kicker in college, but what all was you in high school?
So in high school, I played wide receiver, and I snapped to the punter.
Really? Okay, I did long snaps myself.
You're the long snapper?
Yeah.
Yes, I was the long snapper to the punter.
I don't know how you remember all this. It's been too long. I just remember
high
the
school?
Cold Spring thing.
You don't remember what position you played?
I remember what position I played. No, I don't remember. I guess what I'm saying, I don't remember him playing long
snapper.
You
just don't remember Brian.
I told you, I've been trying to forget about him since high school.
The only touchdown I ever scored was against Vinemont.
Really?
Senior year, last game.
What happened? What was the setup?
It was just a pass. I just ran like a little post and caught it and ran it in. Huh. Yeah, no big. I ain't got no
Pride.
Big. I didn't break no tackles.
You just caught the pass.
So caught the pass. I was like, oh, our senior year, the last game against Brewer. How long was that field goal? 50 what? You kicked. I think it was 52.
I don't even remember. I think it was probably 50 something.
Coach Bates let you try it because we were already beating him pretty good.
Yeah.
And he let him come out and kick a 50 something.
What's your longest?
Longest in a game in college was 49.
Hey, that's still good.
Yeah.
49 yards.
But that was the longest I ever attempted in a game.
Yeah. That was.
So let me ask you, if you were kicking inside, like these domes are, can you kick it a lot farther inside the dome than you can outside?
Oh, yeah. The air is so much better. You don't have to worry about the wind.
Yep.
There's no humidity concerns. I mean, all that stuff comes into play. So, I mean, when these guys are out there, it's amazing in the NFL right now when these guys are kicking 64, 65, and they're putting them out there knowing that they're going to do that and not having a guy standing under the upright, kind of like the kick six.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was so
and
awesome.
It is a really, the kicking standard has been upgraded.
Why is that, though? How's it gotten?
Is it the style, like soccer style? Or
It's a matter of there is a different mindset of kickers. There's a different workout that these guys are doing. They're doing a lot more plyometrics. And they're really.
Hold on, can you go back on that?
Plyometrics.
Yeah. I don't even know what plyometrics is.
I was looking at y'all. I thought, well, y'all play football. Maybe y'all know what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, it's stretching. It's also there's a lot of guys out there that have strong legs that don't know how to use them. And so when you put your foot on the ball, there's a very small space. So you're looking at, you know, we're not talking about inches. We're talking about millimeters where your actual bone hits the ball and it goes out.
Wow.
And so these guys are really getting precise on what they're doing.
What do you practice when you're practicing? I mean, obviously you're out there kicking, right? But I mean, do you practice the form? You know, when these guys,
your foot would get tired after so long.
Do you have you know, these guys have rituals, right? Where they stand there, they move their arm, they step a few. Is that just a template? Or?
Yeah, it's just like take like a professional golfer, because there's so many overlaps from golfing to kicking. So when you get out there, you want to be comfortable and you get in the zone. And that's what you do. And so you practice that, and it's ingrained in your head. And so you don't deviate from that. And that's why people try to, like, call timeouts, because they want you to deviate from your normal routine so they can catch you doing something differently.
Did you Saban ever start that? Didn't he start that kind of?
No, that's no, been going, that's on. Been going on for a while.
Because it does. It's got to mess with your mind.
What would do when they try to ice you? Did you have any kind of routine to kind of counter –
I would go tell a joke.
Really?
I used to have in my head, I had like a pocket full of jokes.
Really?
I would grab my holder, and my holder was Alex Fox, who's still one of my best friends. He was one of my roommates.
Yeah.
And I would just go over to him, and I'd tell him some stupid joke.
You had it lined up and
yes,
ready just
I had
in
it
case.
Ready in the back of my head.
So humor kind of kept you out of the mind.
You don't think about
getting
it
in your head.
And you don't think about the crowd. The crowds never bothered us. The only time that I ever laughed at somebody in a crowd was at Vanderbilt, because the crowd is all on you.
Yeah.
And there's only 12 people there. They stood out. Yeah. And so we were playing Vanderbilt, and we were beating the mess out of them. And so our second string offensive line just got a 3-and-out. And the coach, you know, yells at them, you know, go sit down, in not so many words. Those were nice words.
Yeah.
And he's like, sit down. Do not say a word. And then one of my friends, Max Lomax, he turns over to somebody, says something to him, and one of these kids from Vanderbilt goes, 68 is talking. I mean, so that
he was right there.
Yeah.
He knew.
A rat.
Yeah. Man. That's interesting. So other than that, though, no any memorable experiences traveling or going to any of these games?
I mean, there's so many just crazy experiences that we had. It was always fun going back and forth. I mean, just every stadium had their own unique presence to it, which was always fun.
So which one did you like the most? Outside of Alabama's, but like what stadium did you?
But believe it or not, Arkansas has an awesome stadium.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Did you play at Arkansas or did you do the one at
I've never actually the fairground heard that either.
No, no, we played at the Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah, where they have the giant jumbotron and yep. The one thing that's intimidating about that is when you're sitting there getting ready to do a kick, you know, you're always looking up to like make sure that you're lined up correctly, and they point the camera right at your face. And so when you look up, you see your face.
You're in the jumbotron?
Yes, you're in the jumbotron. And so that kind of
that's
like
pretty cool.
That yeah. is. So you, yeah. that could tell if
that
you're like,
would be kind of yeah. nerve wracking. You look up and you see yourself. You're like,
I never yeah. thought about that at all.
Just close your eyes and try to kick it.
Yeah. So tell me this. I asked a football player once what he remembered, and he was like, man, I just remember being hungry. And I thought he was messing with me. I was like, what do you
How
mean?
How big was this guy?
He's a big dude.
Yeah, that's the reason why.
But he was like, yeah, we wouldn't. He acted like they wouldn't eat for a long time before the game. Does that sound right?
Like, or like a fast or something?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there were some guys that really were like bigger that needed more fuel. But, yeah. you know, we would eat at the appropriate times. You know, you'd wake up for, let's say, like a 2:30 game. You're up at like 6. You get breakfast. And then you do your meetings in the morning, and then you get like a little snack before the game because you don't want to be too fasted. But there's three things that you get. So when I played there, you got a baked potato, you got spaghetti, or you got some sort of salad that was like a super salad. And so they would walk
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like enough for this guy.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I guess to not get your stomach upset and stuff. Like, yeah. is it kind of like, because those are real solid foods.
I think it's like, know. I mean, it's like carbo loading, I
right.
guess.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I'm not a nutritionist, so I just yeah. ate. I ate spaghetti because I like spaghetti.
Yeah. Brian, you are an engineer, live in Madison in the Huntsville area. What's your thoughts on the moon landing?
Here's my complete thoughts on it. I think that we definitely did it.
We did it.
No, we did it.
Okay.
Because there were people back in the day that were extremely smart. When you look at like Wernher von Braun and you know, these guys were working with slide rules. They weren't working with computers. These people knew math back to front. And I think computers have really kind of dumbed us down from that basic level of that. I say basic level, but the basic level of high level math. And
so do you think we've kind of lost the appreciation? Maybe?
I think so. I mean, pen and paper,
doing the hard work,
pen and paper is always like the most incredible way to do anything in the math world. And I do this with my son. So he gets mad because he'll do these little math games on the computer that they have them do in school. But I'll pull out a piece of paper and I'll say, you know, let me write out this problem. Now do it. And there's a different level of appreciation when you can do that, when you actually write down everything, you're working out your problems, you show your progress, and you know how you got there.
Yeah. They made it too easy to, you know, like somebody's dumb as me can get on an iPad and like pull that calculator. I can ask Google.
Jacob, we can do a lot now, can't we? Like, yeah. It's boosted my capabilities a lot.
I'm telling you, man, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's really too easy. It really
is. What do you think, Jacob? Are you a moon landing guy? What?
I don't think we went.
You don't think it happened?
But I'm not, you know, it's one of those deals where it's conspiracy stuff, but. I do think what he said was one of the truest things I've heard, though. That was good.
About so this is as much as we've always talked. But okay, my question
people
is
would have had
the reason why I don't think why have we not been back?
That's my thing.
Because now they're saying technology wise we can't make it, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like the cost to get there, and it's like we've already been there. So why would it cost? Because I mean the pod I forgot what do they call the thing they lived in, that pod with all the. Technology in it, the switches and everything.
The lander?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It had less technology than this thing.
Oh, it absolutely did. Yeah. It just had a bunch of switches and wires in it. And they were looking at how much everything weighed. And it was a math equation that these guys worked for inside of a bubble for years. And not saying that our guys at NASA are not good. I don't want to say that at all, that are they're not smart and they don't know what they're doing. But there is also a factor that we have put onto ourselves that human life is more important necessarily than pushing forward. So these guys that okay. went up there, look at all the guys that went up there. They were all test pilots. They were crazy. If you've ever read any stories about these guys,
I wouldn't have got in there.
There's no way that anybody would have green-lighted them to go up because there was a good chance that it was not going to happen.
Well, it's kind of like when Elon talks about his Starship. Like, he was like, yeah, I mean, the first couple crews are all going to die.
Well, but even go back to like SpaceX. That's a good example. They've built up, and so they've gone through test run. I mean, even the first heavy lifter that they did, the Starship.
Yeah.
And so they didn't do it, and it blew up halfway to where it was supposed to go, and they were like, "That's a success." Now NASA. When they were going in their infancy, there were guys that they ran down a rail next to a rocket that blew up, and they died in the cabin. Mm-hmm. And so I think from the exploration standpoint, people are not attuned to that risk level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's flying over New Jersey then?
Oh, the drones. Have you been seeing the drones?
What is that?
So whose are they?
I don't know why New Jersey.
Why? Yeah.
I think it's a bunch of stoners. I think it's a bunch of stoners.
A drone? What are they doing?
Messing with everybody.
Yeah. Everybody's going up there saying, I got a drone in my... drone. Yeah. I can get one. I can get one off of Amazon, and I'm going to go throw up a drone. But...
they say there's a bunch of them.
No, there are. There are. There's tons. And they last night, I think they were over Newark.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's starting to get to the point where, you know, is this going to be like a big psyop, or is it actually going to be something that turns into it is a bunch of stoners? I mean,
I like that. Just flying the drones.
I don't own a drone.
Well, I mean, we can get you a drone. So we can go down to Walmart right now. We'll get you a drone, and you can fly it over Coleman. That'd be
go peeking people's
I've
windows.
I've actually got a neighbor that is an engineer for NASA or whatever, and he flies his a lot, and I see it. Like, we'll see it go up. He'll go out, like, towards town, like Bailton.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he's flying around, but... it'll leave out for a little while because in the summertime we'll be out there like sitting around out back and watch it go out. He's probably gone like 20 minutes with it before it comes back.
Picking up intel.
And he just flies around, see what's all going on.
keep an eye on Bailton.
But he knows how to do it. You know, like, well, I mean, he's pretty sharp on it.
To be able to fly some level of drone, you have to have almost a pilot's license to be able to do that with the FAA. And so... That's where you go back to. They've got at least, if the FAA doesn't know who's flying these drones, somebody's flying these drones illegally, and you've got this senator who's saying
it's Iran.
It's Iran. Iranians are doing this. You've got another senator who's saying that the Chinese are doing this because the Iranians,
stoners, man.
Well, the Iranians did buy a certain level of technology from China.
Yeah, I saw
so
that.
So that kind of takes me back to, could it be? It's in the realm of possibilities.
It's Iran. They're looking for the Jersey Shore people. They're mad we took away
their show. I've seen that, but I'm like, why there? You know, like, why there?
Yeah, really? Why do
that's
you
the
think?
Only thing there.
I don't know. That's what's crazy to me. It's like, I could understand if it was like around Washington or like a capital or something, but like, just in the middle of that town.
I really think, though, they're going out there to find the Jersey Shore.
I mean,
have you heard about I heard about there's some people making a documentary around here about the base under Smith Lake. Y'all heard that?
The what?
The base?
No. Like some kind is of there base. A base under Smith Lake?
Can't be. But there's some, you know.
Well, there's houses.
Like an underground bunker kind of thing.
Like they're saying the reason it was built was to cover some kind of facility.
So where do you get in at the dam?
I don't know, but they said the test site was Sportsman Lake Park, That's why they have the railroad tracks that run through there. Have you ever seen that? They said that was like the test facility.
I feel really? Like this would be the worst place to be able to do that.
I
mean,
I don't know. There could
okay,
be.
We've been here almost our whole lives, and I've never heard that.
They've done a good job.
I'm going to say they're really secretive.
You know, though, Germany probably didn't know Hitler was building all that underneath their city, right? I mean, didn't he have all those like miles of them, right? Underneath in Germany?
Could have been. I don't know.
Didn't Hitler, that wasn't that, didn't he have like a big underground thing?
Bunkers?
He had tons of bunkers. It, you know, there's all these conspiracy theories about and did he make it to Argentina? I actually kind of prescribe to some of those that I think.
You think he made it out?
I think if he didn't make it out, a lot of the people made it out on the U-boats.
Yeah.
So if it could have been done back then, it could be done.
Sure. It could be. Mm-hmm. So there's no telling what kind of.
Because I remember hearing about, like, I watched this documentary about after Hitler left Germany, after the war. You know, it was mainly just women.
Huh?
Women and young kids.
Because the men died. Fighting
and then trying to get them back. Some of them ended up, like, on trains at different places. And yeah, it was pretty fascinating the way the women stepped up. But they actually didn't know Hitler had all those bunkers and, wow. You know, I reckon it was, they'd been there for a long time.
So there's no telling what's under Smith Lake is what you're saying.
Yeah.
There could be, people could have them, I guess. I don't know.
Spaceships.
Makes me want to go look now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lived there all my life. Well, I lived on, I mean, well, we I pretty used much to lived fish on the lake lot. All summer.
Did you ever
summer.
See anything weird?
Mm-mm,
anything nah. suspect?
And once, yeah. the deeper you go, the less you're able to see, like through your
right?
fish finders and stuff.
It would make sense.
You probably never would see. I don't know in the last.
Well, you know, they left the houses, years. Some of the houses there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my dad told
houses,
me about
trees,
that.
Everything.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of junk. So. So they're saying they filled it up, like was the base there, then they filled it
right,
up.
Right, to hide it.
To hide it.
Right.
So we just flooded a base.
On top of. Are camouflaged oh, so our, the base?
So I mean, our I base
oh, they're saying the base
so
is still
it's
there?
Still there?
Yeah, it's
still
under there. Smith Lake. Is what
underneath
they're saying.
Is
yeah.
what they're saying, yeah.
So I need to go out, and I'll take the boat out one night, and we can do some
we need to do some investigation.
Recon.
There we go.
Yeah.
And you got to start at the dam, because it's got to be somewhere near the dam. I mean, like,
that would make sense. Maybe I'm fascinated by this, though.
I've never seen 300-foot deep either. You know, they always talk about 300 feet. I've seen like close to 200 there.
What do you mean? You do scuba diving?
I've seen 300.
No, I'm talking about like running in the boat. You know, they say that, but it's not actually at the dam, though, is it?
No, it's
the
not.
Deepest points or not.
No, there's 300 feet quite a few places.
Really?
Yeah. See, I've never.
We need to do some investigating.
Which I would never fish that. You know what I mean?
No, so I mean, what are you going to do, troll for right, like something?
Sharks. I heard there's catfish down there as big as sharks.
Yeah.
That's Gunnersville.
I have heard the story where when they had to do work on the dam and they had to drain it a little bit, yep. that they pulled up catfish as big as like VW, like bucks.
Yeah, Volkswagen.
Yeah.
See, it's well, that when they took radioactivity the,
yeah.
or whatever from the,
yeah, from the base.
From the base. Because it's got to get power from something. Well,
that's right.
We can get the power from the dam.
That, hydroelectric.
Yeah. So that's why.
No, it's not. It's nuclear. Well, apparently it's nuclear based on Michael's comment.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm just, you know, this is all hearsay.
Well, you're supposed to be the expert on it.
No, I just heard.
You're the one who brought it up. Yeah. You know the most about this. Yeah,
please tell me they got Captain D's down there.
Michael will only go if you get Captain D's.
And I'll tell you what, we had it the other night.
I'm gonna tell you, man, it was good.
Yeah, they. It was pretty good, but they kind of I got gypped a little bit. We got these they have the grouper flounder fillets going now. That's the thing they're pushing, and me and my wife got the same thing, and she got these big nice fillet pieces. And I had these like three little like chicken finger looking things. I'm like, did I get the right thing or
that's shrinkflation?
That's it.
Did you go back and tell them you like committed that. A whole podcast to them?
I know, right?
It's like, don't rip me off, dude. Give me like, some
it works. I was supposed to get an extra piece.
Yes, I was looking for that whole fillet, man. No.
Those cracklings at the bottom too. You know, they always give you that little bed of cracklings.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the best. Especially when you put them in the tartar sauce. Just,
yes. Oh, my God. And you're done. Almost, you're already done.
You could almost like take those and put those in the tartar sauce and then eat it with a fork.
That's exactly right. Yes. Brian knows Captain D's. Oh, I can appreciate that.
Another Captain D's guy.
Who isn't?
I'm not. You know?
Tell me a better fast food restaurant.
Taco Bell. That
serves seafood.
Serves seafood?
Yeah.
I don't think there is another fast
food. Long John Silver. That's the only one I can think of.
I haven't even seen a Long John Silver. Where's one?
There's a reason for that.
I think there's a couple more.
Don't they sell catfish at Popeye Chicken?
I bet they do.
They're probably
do
pretty
they?
Good.
I don't know that they do.
I'm wrong about a lot of stuff. So I mean, red beans I'm more than house. Likely yeah, wrong. Than yeah.
Now yes, Popeye's Chicken, don't discount them.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, when no, you I get down the there, the red beans and rice, yeah. You get the especially when you get to like the Mardi Gras time. Yeah. That's the time to go.
Oh yes,
that
yes.
is the time to go.
Yeah, y'all make me hungry.
I was going earlier. I got to wondering about this because this was a recent conversation. Talking about how nervous you would have to be, like being a kicker whenever you have like 3 seconds left and you're losing by two. And it's like That'd be all bad on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how bad is that stress? Like, do you really think about it like that? Are you thinking like you're just going out there to kick another one? Because I have so many, like, you think about it, man, especially like Saban calls like two timeouts on them, you know, or something. Then they have to go to the sideline and everything, come back, regroup. And I don't know. I would think that would have to be the most nervous job would be
the
kicker.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, though, the most nervous job is the guy snapping the ball.
True.
The,
yeah.
That to me
the
would
one
be
holding
the most.
Too.
I mean, because when you look at like a kicker, all we do is the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think about it. And that's the part of it is you kind of put that stuff out of your mind. No. And there's a mindset that goes into that, and I don't think I'm any – well, I know I'm not better than most guys, but, you know, that is the mindset that you have to have is just put everything in the back of your mind. There's no crowd. There's no anything. There's just, like, the job that you go out there to do.
That'd have to take – that's a special
And what he's
person.
Saying is
– because I would be a nervous wreck.
If a kicker misses – it was probably the snapper, the holder screwed it all up.
Oh,
and got all the timing hand? Off, and it just screwed everything up. So don't blame the hands? Kicker, anybody.
No. How many hands have you kicked?
How many hands have I kicked?
Yeah, like kicked their
I've
finger.
Never kicked a finger.
Really?
No, never.
Wow.
Never. I've never done, and I've never done a Charlie Brown either. I've never had anybody pull the ball on me.
Kick him right in the nuts.
I forgot about that clip.
No.
You ever tried to kick a field goal?
I've tried, yeah.
I can't get it off the ground.
No, it's hard.
Well, middle school, your first year, Coach Miller let everybody just kind of do whatever, like punters and everything. Yeah. And I tried kicking, and then Brian kicked, and it was like, all right, I lost.
There you go. Which is why that's why he got the most athletic.
Oh, yeah. Die, shut up. Because he can kick.
But I have tried it several times, and I mean, it's tough, man,
it's
trying
hard.
To get it off the ground.
It's
yes.
hard.
Well, I think that's, on sport, or not Sports Center, but Game Day, where they do, McAfee's got his little thing where he does the, it's not hard to be a kicker. And these guys are winning $100,000 or whatever. My son, every Saturday, because he loves to watch that piece, he's like, Dad, you could have won $100,000.
Oh,
and I was like, yeah, but I got a college education. And then he looks at me and he goes, but
$100,000.
Yeah. I was supposed to say it's a good idea.
Yeah. Can we get,
it's
Brian
only just students,
there.
Isn't it?
I think they do pull from students.
Yeah, they.
I mean, I could always go back to school. I mean, maybe.
Sure.
We need to do that. Just enroll you that week.
Yeah.
And get you in
try
there.
To get you in there.
Yeah.
Heck yes.
That'd be pretty funny, actually.
Yes, it would.
Get Brian Balsick in.
They get him up there, McAfee. And they got him about 20 yards out, and he kicks it, like, out of the stadium.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's going on? We got Jip.
You probably,
I bet you there's a clause if you read that contract. It says if you've kicked or something for...
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, you can't be.
He's probably about... Is he our
Has
age?
Anybody made
did
it yet?
Did he play at the same
Pat
time
McAfee?
As you?
I think
is he a little
he's
older?
Probably. I think he's a little bit older, but about in that same time frame.
Yeah.
But talk about a cool guy.
Right.
Like, I mean, the stuff that he did... After, I think he's a pretty crazy guy.
Oh, yeah. He's loony.
You have to love, like, the passion that he has for things.
Yeah.
But the stuff that he did and still does for like community service and things like that. I mean, he is a really awesome guy.
And he's got some of the greatest hits in NFL history.
Oh, he's a solid gun guy.
Would sprint and destroy the kickoff guy if he wasn't ready.
He was a punter, right?
Yeah, he was a punter. And he made a lot of tackles. And I think he's also, as a punter, he's thrown more first downs or something than any punter ever, like fakes.
Probably something like that. I mean, he's a very athletic guy. Yeah,
if you had a guy that could throw and kick like that. Yeah.
I mean, he was awesome.
Hmm. We'll have to invite him to the show.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get him on.
Come down.
We don't want to go on his podcast. I mean,
you know,
he only has like 50 million people watching it. R5 is just enough.
Brian said that Theo Vaughn went to Alabama while we were there.
Really?
That's right. So I think Theo Vaughn went in probably 1998, 1999. I'm a little gray on the numbers, but then he did Road Rules, right? So he got a little bit famous, came back. One day we were in Pepito's. I don't know if you guys remember Pepito's on the Strip.
Yeah, on the Strip, yeah.
And so we were on Pepito's on the Strip, my roommate and I, and we see him sitting in a booth. And so instead of going to approach him like normal people would go approach him, we ran back to our apartment because we were, I mean, probably half a mile away or so. Ran back to our apartment, and this is how long ago it was. We didn't have cell phones. And so we get our landline, and we call Pepito's, and we're like, hey, there's a guy sitting in this booth that looks like this, and he's our friend. We want to talk to him. And so they give him the phone.
Really?
Wait, hold on. We've got to get the story. We need to set it back up a little bit.
So you were in there with him.
We were in there with him.
And then left.
We ran home. To call.
Y'all were scared to talk to him?
No, we wanted to mess with him. I mean, this was like on $2 margarita night.
Yeah.
We've got to tag Theo Vaughn in this, man.
Yeah, that's funny. So that's you great. Go back into your apartment and call the place you were just at to talk to him.
Yes. To talk to him.
And so we call, and he picks up. And, you know, we're calling, we're like, hey, there's a guy that looks like this, and, you know, he's our friend. We need to talk to him and tell him something. And so they bring the phone over to him. And he picks up the phone, and he's like, hey. And we're like, is this Theo? He's like, yeah. And we just start yelling, Theo.
Oh, man.
What? I mean, can you? We're like, Theo.
I think that's when you know you're famous. People just bring you telephones first off, right? God. A phone shows up and you pick up and they just start yelling your name.
You would have thought the people at the restaurant probably would have recognized him too. They would have been like, oh, that's Theo Vaughn.
You know? So I think we were like the first friends only or whatever with Theo Vaughn.
This is not.
That is too funny. You ran half a mile just to yell Theo at him. You can get
Rob Chambers at some point needs to come on here and verify this
Rob,
story.
Yeah, was Rob Chambers there too?
Yeah, oh, no, he was my roommate. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because
so,
I think he's 43 or something. 43 or 44, I think.
Yeah. Well, he's our age.
Yeah. He's right in that neighborhood because
that's
he was there.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's interesting.
And good. He's like, who is this?
You know, that's got to be a good
Theo.
Prank.
Theo.
Y'all just kept saying Theo.
You got to think, too. That's a good prank on him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you got him.
You got the
you
jokester.
You got him.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You pranked the prankster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's pretty cool.
I like that.
He's 44.
I don't think we were thinking 44. Through it all the way.
Really?
No. So you'll go in, I'm just imagining, like, hey, come on.
Yeah.
Like, who was it? It was like, I got this
idea. Sat there for 15 minutes in the booth going, so what we should do is run a half a mile.
It would have been better,
and
too.
Call him and just yell Theo at him.
If one of y'all would have stayed to see his reaction.
Yeah. That would have been, you know, in this day and age, somebody would have sat there with like a cell phone.
Yeah,
I got him. I got him.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That is.
You know what? We need to recreate that. We need to see if we can get in touch with
And you
could
be Theo. Yes.
And just say,
you can act as Theo. You could be like, hey, this is Brian Bostic. And I wanted to talk to Theo.
I've been trying to reach you for 30 years now.
Yeah. I've been trying to reconnect. You didn't give me the answer I was looking for.
What did they call that on Craigslist? Missed connections?
Yeah.
Have you ever That's seen funny. Those? Have you ever read those misconnections?
Those are great. Yeah.
Jacob, do you know what that is?
No.
Jared?
I always agree with everything. Okay, you could be talking about something like...
you're like, yeah, oh, yeah. I do that too. I do like,
I'm like, I know a lot about atoms and neutrons.
Yes. Yeah. So back, long time ago, they had on Craigslist a section, which was, Craigslist was just a website with, anybody, kind of a community website. You could go on and post things.
Until people started killing people.
Well, yeah.
Crazy stuff.
And misconnections where it was people would post to maybe hope to connect with somebody out in public. Like, hey, to the woman in the red dress at the supermarket, I really liked your smile. If you remember me. Send me a message.
It's like a super stalker.
Yes, it was really weird. Yeah,
I didn't remember that, creeper. But AL.com started out like that.
Really?
And me and my girlfriend were on there all the time. People talking trash about us. I'm serious.
Wait,
and she was like a straight A student.
Hold on.
On AL.com, they would open these chat rooms.
And they're talking about you?
It would be like, Holly Pond sucks or something. And then you click on it and it would have something about me.
Why would they do that?
You know he's lying. Nobody cared about Holly Pond.
I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you.
They did.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. Like back then, today it would have been bullying. I could have figured out who it was. But back then, we just wanted to find out who it was and beat them up.
Well, yeah, they had chat rooms. Just get on a chat room and
just
trash you and your wife.
And it was not censored. Like, you could actually cuss and whatever. They could say, Jacob Gibbs.
And it's totally anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anonymous.
Yeah, so it used to be, I remember there was a couple games. There was one in high school in football, and there was a couple in soccer where the administration pulled a few people into the office or whatever and said, hey, these things have been posted on AL.com. Do you guys know anything about this?
Cheers. Yeah. We were on it. I was on there all the time. And I wasn't even like,
I was too dumb to know about it. So.
I wasn't even like,
that would have required you to type.
Oh my God. I didn't do very good in Miss McPhillips's typing class. Didn't she teach?
Yeah, she did.
She did. Yeah, she did.
It's a great class. How could you not do good? You just follow the thing.
And then once you got done.
I didn't go fast enough. Wait,
once you got done, then you got to play Snake.
Yeah, you did.
You got to play Snake.
Frogger.
Yeah.
Frogger. Not Frogger.
Wait. No, Oregon Trails. Oh. The greatest.
Horse racing. I always liked horse racing, too. On those big floppy discs. Don't you think? Yeah. Yes, I remember that.
You had to go to the librarian and be like, can I get Oregon Trails?
Yeah.
Go back, stick it in, load it up. Then you get on the internet.
Did we even have internet? We didn't have internet back then.
No, they did it.
There was
Coleman. Then at the high school, did we have internet?
Oh, at the high school, you were playing Oregon Trail, Jared.
Yes, you could play Oregon Trail.
You were playing Oregon Trail in high school?
Were you in the elementary
school? Listen.
What sort of remedial school class were you in playing Oregon Trail in high school?
I was in the short bus class, okay? And KK Jones had that kind of cool games on her computer, so I got to play cool stuff. Y'all are just jealous.
I had no idea. I thought we were talking about elementary school when we played Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
But then
like
in high school, they had the game there on those computers, too.
That's like the Apple IIe days.
Look, just go back and Google my grades in high school.
Sound.
You'll understand that I didn't do anything except play games.
Oh, man.
So with the dial-up, you remember how you could order, I want to get AOL, and you get like a 2.5-inch disk or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And they would send it to you. So there was a guy that I worked with one time. He goes, we used to go and order as many of those as we could just because we wanted the disc. And I'm like, that's a great way to scam
free
out.
Discs.
Yeah, that's a great way
because they just use them.
Yeah, because that time, they probably cost at least $1 a piece.
They were used
to that.
And he was like, yeah, we used to take them. every other day we would like call up AOL and be like, hey, this one doesn't work. Can you send us another one?
They would send out another disk.
So,
and they were reusable. You just had to flick the little switch, right?
Yep.
I don't remember. I couldn't remember that part, but now I do.
Yeah.
Because the little bitty ones now have that too, where you can lock it or unlock it. Yeah. I forgot about that on that. Yeah.
Yep.
That computer was about the size of this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy our audience age group is not young.
No,
they wouldn't know anything we're talking about right now.
We don't reach the young ones.
We need to play the dial up noise to Tom.
Yeah, I wish I had that.
And see if he knows.
He'd freak out.
He'd be like,
he'd think it'd be a countdown to something going on bad going to happen. Oh, my God.
The drones in New Jersey.
I feel like, you know, maybe if they played that dial-up noise on some loudspeakers, the drones would all just file out of the sky.
That's
they
it.
Would.
Yeah, they would. That's some kind of matrix stuff, right? Yeah. Electromagnetic.
They're all flying around. The worst thing is,
if you ever wanted to get on it late at night and you didn't want your parents to know, you couldn't do it. Because as soon as you try to do the dial-up, they'd hear it. And that or they go to pick up the phone to make a phone call. And you can hear on the phone line.
Those were the good old days, though, really.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad I lived in when the cell phone came.
Era.
You know, because I can say I've used the cell phone, but I remember not having it. Yeah, all of us can say that, you know.
Yeah, we did not have a cell phone. I didn't have a cell phone in high school.
No.
And so, you know, when we would go meet up with somebody, I'd be like, I'm going to meet you here at, say...
The parking lot.
The parking lot. I'll be there at some point.
Yeah.
And then, you know, either you wait and you leave, but you're not going to... There's no way to capture people. And I think our kids are the exact opposite. And parents, too. Parents are kind of weird about... I want to know exactly where my kid is. I want to be able to like look at what they're looking at, and it's kind of a weird concept.
It's scary
when you
really,
start to think about it.
Yeah,
I mean, because we're not going to let them go live and experience some of the things that we did and make some mistakes that we did as well, and so they're going to get into situations where they don't know what to do.
Right. They don't know.
Yeah. Sorry, I went kind of deep there.
No, I'll tell you this, Brian. That's good. It's interesting really because good. I thought this was kind of weird. This has happened to me before. I don't know if I'm saying this, it says something about my parenting skills, but we would have people spend the night with, you know, my older son. He'd have friends over, several friends, maybe four or five friends would come over. And, you know, with cell phones, the kids are in contact with their parents. You know, used to, there was a lot more parent-to-parent contact. You know, now kids would come over and the next day, just some of them would just be gone.
You don't even meet their parents. Yeah.
They just like they disappear.
Yeah. They do. They're just gone. I'm like, well, what happened to what's his name? Oh, his mom just came by and picked him up. I was like, okay, I hope it was her. I mean, you know, it's like Jacob said, we've had people too that'll just literally drop their kid off and go. We had no contact with.
Yeah. That's whatsoever. So weird. Yeah. I always feel like if somebody's going to be taking care of my son. You know,
you want to know who they are.
I want to know who they are. At least meet them,
shake their hand,
make sure they're not a psychopath, or at least look like a psychopath.
Yeah. Like, as far as I can tell, this person may not be a psychopath.
Yeah, there's no like meth cookers in the back, you know?
Apparently, some people are not worried about that.
I'm just imagining
my kids know their way around a meth lab, so they're pretty good.
My kids' friends are like, this dude looks like Joe Dirt. I'm imagining. They're going to be like, yeah, just drop Savannah off at Joe Dirt's.
They're going to this guy's house.
God.
Going to light some homemade fireworks later.
Yeah. That's funny. I watched that in the RV at the hunting club Saturday night.
Joe Dirt.
I love that Joe Dirt.
I do too.
It's stinking hilarious.
And, no, boy, every time it's I, so I'm not going to just like. Go rent it and watch it or nothing. But if
it comes
catch it
on,
I'm on it.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, guys. Brian Bostic, good to have you in, man.
The
former
one only.
Alabama kicker and so much more. Maybe a spy. Yeah.
2000
Jason
most
Bourne
athletic.
Class of 2000 most athletic. And a lot
Not
of
really.
Other things. Great guy. Super glad to have you in. You've been watching Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp, and I've been here with
Jared Giddens,
Brian Bostic,
Jacob Gibbs.
That was better.
It's a lot better.
Yeah, appreciate that.
It was me that time that killed Steve.
Sort of halted.
You're not the first one. Won't be the last either, probably.